Let us continue with Kedusha. So we say, Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzivakos Moloicha La'aretz Kivoidei. Holy, holy, holy is Hashem, Master of Legions. The whole world is filled with His glory. So, we already spoke about the understanding of the Targum Yonis of Menazil and what Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh means. We say it by Yuvalitzian. These are the words we say by Yuvalitzian are the words of Targum Yonis of Menazil. Kadosh b'shmei miroime iloa beis shechinte. The first Kadosh means holy in the most exalted heaven, the abode of His presence. The second Kodesh is Kadish al Ara Oivad Givurte, holy on earth, product of His strength. And the third one is Kadish the Olam the Olme Olmaya. Third one is holy forever and ever is Hashem. So that's Pshat the Yonis Menazil. I saw a doc today that is mamish. I couldn't believe it. The Radak says Pshat. The Radak on this pasuk in Yeshaya, Kapitel Vav Pasuk Gimel, is this pasuk. The Radak says, Shamati, I heard. Shayakoyres. Right, the pasuk begins. Bekara zel zev amar. Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzivakos Malach Olaretz Kivayda. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. What does that mean? So he says, Shamati, I heard Shayakoyre Sorof al Sorof Zeh, that one Sorof, one Malach, called the other Sorof. And one says to the other in a manner of zeros of being mechazikim. Kodesh kodesh. So one would say to the other, kodesh kodesh. Kikoyer lechaveray, plenty plenty. Like one says to the other, like we call each other, plenty plenty. They call each other, the malachim call each other, kodesh kodesh. Let's be mekadosh the Rebbeinu Shlom together. V'noimar kodosh Hashem Tzivakos, and let's say kodosh Hashem Tzivakos. So the first two kodosh is not going on the Rebbeinu Shlom. The kodosh el zev yomar, one calls to the other and says kodosh kodosh, kodosh Hashem Tzivakos, kodosh kodosh. Let's be mekadosh the Rebbeinu Shlom together. A half of a fellow. Now, you can't put this pshat into the Nusach Sfard. It doesn't go. Right? You're saying, Agdishach la'aritzach, kenoyam tiach so tzar v'kodesh, ha'meshalshim l'cha kedusha. Right? Ha'meshalshim l'cha kedusha means that they say three times kodesh to you. So this pshat doesn't work in Nusach Sfard. When Nusach Ashkenaz, it can work. Mekadesh Hashem chavoylam will be mekadesh your name in this world, k'shem shem agdishim oyste b'shmei v'orem, the same way they do it above. We don't. Shabbos, they say, I'm a Shalom. What? Yeah? Well, at least in Shachar's it can work. So there's a Shalom, L'chol Kedusha means three times Kaddish to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. What? So it works in Nusach Ashkenaz. Just want to repeat because a few people just came in. Unfortunately, it's an unbelievable pshat. The Radak says pshat in v'korazel zeva amar kodesh 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 Hashem tzavakit malach l'aretz kavaydai. And I'm just going to read the Lashon of the Radak, because if not, you won't believe me. He says, Shamati. So he says, I heard. Shayakoyre Sarav El Sarav Zeh. That one Sarav calls another Sarav and says to him, and one says to the other, in a manner of being Mizaris, Kodesh Kodesh. One, the way the Seraphim call each other is Kodesh Kodesh. Kodesh Kodesh, Pliny Pliny. Like we call each other Pliny Pliny. And they say in a Kodesh Akel B'yachad, V'noimar Kodesh Hashem Tzavakas. So the first two Kodesh is talking, one Malach is talking to the other. The Kodesh Zav Yamar, one says to the other, Kodesh Kodesh, you know, referring to the Malach. Let's say together, Kodesh Hashem Tzavakas. So the first two Kodeshes are not going on the Rabbeinu Shleilam, it's going on a Malach. And it's only the third Kodesh that's Kodesh Hashem Tzavakas. Now, one calls to the other and says Kodesh Kodesh. Then Kodesh Hashem Tzavakas. The drop is Gevaldik. It works very well with the Radak. Huh? No? Yeah. So the... according to this, you could say that, you know, based on the Rashi Parshas Pinchas, Ashiftei Ka'idus the Yisrael, that the Yidim are Rishum and Bishmechel, Klal Yisrael, we carry the Rabbeinu Shalom's name, right? Each Shevet had a Yud K, and or each not each Shevet, each family had a Yud K in their name, because Klal Yisrael is Rishum and Bishmechel. Klal Yisrael has the Rabbeinu Shalom, every Yid carries the Rabbeinu Shalom's name. So, when we refer it to each other as Kedoshim, and when we relate to each other as Kodesh Kodesh, that is how we're Mekadesh the Rabbeinu Shalom's name in this world. Keshem Shemakdishim Oisim Shmei Morim. Mekadesh Hashim Chavoyim Rabbeinu Shalom. We're going to sanctify your name in this world. How? Because we are going to refer to each other. We're going to relate to each other as Kodesh Kodesh. Kishem Shemakdishim Oisim Shmei Morim. The same way that they refer to Kodesh in heaven. Kakosim Ayadim Yechav Kodesh Azav Yamar Kodesh Kodesh. That's when we refer to each other. That's when we relate to each other as Kodesh. Because he says, because that's the way people relate to each other. You have a first name and a last name. Plenty, plenty. The Malbim and the Gra both learn Pshat in this Pasuk. Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. What is the three times Kodesh? So the Pshat, they learn Pshat is that one time Kodesh is referring to, can be referring to people that are holy. Kodesh Kodesh is someone that is holier than all the rest. That's Kodesh Kodesh. When you say three times Kodesh, you're talking about the Rabbeinu Shalom only. Someone who is holier than the one that is holier than the rest. That's Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. Again, the one time Kodesh is holy people. Holy ones. Kodesh, Kodesh is one that's holier than the holy ones. Meaning a person or something or someone that is holier than all the rest. Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh is someone who is holier than the holiest of the holies. That's the Rabbeinu Shalom. Similar to Melech, Melech, Hamlochim. Right, you have Malachim, which are the kings. Malachim Malachim are the king of all kings. And Melech Malachim Malachim is the Rabbeinu Shalom, who is the king over the king of all kings. That's how The Malbim and the girl learn Pasuk Pshat. Now, the Malbim, working with the Targum Yonisim and Azil, that the first Kaddish is referring to the Ribbono Shel Olam in the Olam HaZalyonim, in the heavens. The second Kaddish is the Ribbono Shel Olam here on earth. And the third Kaddish is the Ribbono Shel Olam forever. So the Malbim, working with that, says that this has a deeper understanding based on the Pasuk that precedes V'kora Zal Zev Yama. The Pasuk reads like this. This is Yeshaya HaNovi's vision of Kisei HaKavod. He says, Srofim Oimdim Imaloi. There are Srofim that are standing above the Kisei HaKavod. Sheish Knofayim, Sheish Knofayim Lechad. Each Malach has six wings. V'shtayim Mechasefanov. With two wings, he covers his face. U'shtayim Mechaseraglov. With two wings, it covers his feet. U'shtayim yo'ifeif, and with two, it flies. So the Malbim explains that there are three types of muskolos. There are three types of intellect that malachim can grasp. One muskol is, now, the way malachim work, explains the Malbim, that there are rivavois madregus. There are tens of thousands of levels of malachim. And each madrega of malachim are a product of the malachim, of the level that is above them. And they are the cause of the madrega of malachim that are beneath them. So each madrega of malachim, says the Malbim, has an understanding of their own level. They also have an understanding of the level that is their ilah, which is the level that is their cause, the level above them. And they have an understanding of the level beneath them, the level that are the product of themselves. Those are the three muskolos, the only three things that malachim can grasp. These are called, the level above them is called panav. The level beneath them, panav is their face, or just what we call something before him, called lifanav, right, before them. Raglav, their feet, is a reference to the level beneath them. And the Pasuk tells us that b'shtayim yichase fanav, b'shtayim yichase raglav, meaning when Yeshaya HaNavi was looking, the angel would cover everything because the human being doesn't have any grasp in these spiritual matters. U'v'shtayim yo'ifeif, and the two which they fly with represents their understanding of themselves. That is how the Malbim explains this pasuk. Says the Malbim, and on all three muskolos, on everything that the malach understands, exclaims the malach, Kadosh, the Ribbono Shel Olam is removed and above anything I understand about the level that precedes me. Kadosh, the Ribbono Shel Olam is above and beyond anything that I understand about the level beneath me. And Kadosh, the Ribbono Shel Olam, is separate and beyond and above any level that I understand anything that I understand about my own level. That is what the three times Kodesh that the Malachim talk about is because the Malachim only understand three things. They only have these three miskolas, and they're exclaiming that the Rabbanu Shalom is kadosh in all three of these miskolas. Yes. Repeating the words of the Malm. Basically, what they're saying is that the Rabbanu Shalom is beyond anything that they can grasp. Now, I would like to take this Malvin and his pshat and his pasuk, and I believe that there's a tremendous lesson for us, a tremendous message for our Avodas Hashem. There are two types of limitations that tend to limit our growth in or our avodas Hashem in general. One is those who have had an influence upon us. We tend to limit ourselves to that we have learned from our predecessors. Or to that we have been influenced by the people who surround us. We tend to be products of our surroundings. The second thing that limits us is the area that we feel that we need to be an influence upon. If we feel that we're doing justice to those who we need to influence, such as our children, such as the people that surround us, then we feel that we're fulfilling our mission. So these are two areas that limit us. If a person feels that they filled their quota at work, then okay, why continue working? Right? I've done whatever I need to do. But that's not the way it works in Avodas Hashem, because we are a godly people. We are the custodians of a neshama that is a chelek elikam imal, meaning that our potential is limitless. Meaning, whether it's in our Torah learning, whether it's in our service of the heart, the Avodas Hashem, whether it's Gemilas Chasadim, there's so much we can do. And we don't need to limit ourselves to whatever everybody else around us is doing. We don't need to limit ourselves to the influence that we've been influenced by. We don't need to limit ourselves to the people who we're trying to teach. Perhaps we can transcend that they can learn from us. If we want to use our wings to be able to fly, to be able to achieve, to be able to grow, if we want to be able to use those two wings that are supposed to allow us to fly forward. The shtayim yoifeif, there needs to be a shtayim sheichas aponav and a shtayim sheichas aragav. We need to have the two wings to cover those who have influenced us or those who influence us, and we need to be able to cover our feet, meaning those who we're trying to influence. Those are limitations. And it says in the Malachim, "V'shtayim echasefano, v'shtayim echaseraglo, u'v'shtayim yoifef." It's only after the Malach covers the influence that it has from its predecessors. It's only after it covers that the influence that it needs to have on its successors, only then Ushtayim Yoifev, only then can it fly. And that is what we say. Kodosh, and that's why we say, Kodosh, Kodosh, Kodosh. Kodosh meaning we can transcend, we have Kedusha within us. We have godliness within us. And since we have godliness within us, Kodosh, we can transcend our predecessors. We can transcend those who influence us. We don't need to be influenced by those who surround us. We can transcend that. We can transcend those that we need to influence. And then, Kodosh, Uvishtayim Yo'efev, then we can pursue our personal level of Kedusha, which is limitless. The Bina Le'itim explains Kodesh, 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 and then the Pesukim that follow Hashem Tzivako is Malach Olaretz Kevodai, Master of the Legions, the entire world is filled with the radiance of his glory. And we explained in the previous shurim brought the Baal Tanya, who explains that out of the three types of kodesh that we mentioned, which one means kodesh in the heavens, one is kodesh on the earth, one is kodesh forever, which is Hashem's greatest kavod? That Hashem fills the earth. Maloi chala oretz, the one that Hashem fills the earth, kavoidai, that is the Rebbeinu Shlomo's greatest kavod. So therefore, when a yid brings the Rebbeinu Shlomo into earthly matters, that is the Rebbeinu Shlomo's kavod. The Bina Le'itim explains that once we say Kodesh, 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 which indicates that the Rebbeinu Shlom is separate and transcends everything physical, how can we say afterwards Moloi Chala Oretz, that the Rebbeinu Shlom fills the world, fills the earth? The Rebbeinu Shlom is separate. The Rebbeinu Shlom is transcends the earth. In the earth, there is length, there is width, there is depth. The Rebbeinu Shlom transcends all of that. So how can it be that Malach Al Haaretz, the Rebbeinu Shlom, fills the earth? So he says quite the contrary. Kodesh, Kodesh, he learns that the three times Kodesh is one represents that Hashem transcends these three measures. Hashem transcends length, Hashem transcends breadth, and Hashem transcends depth. I, Malay Chal Haaretz, I, the Rebbeinu Shlom, fills the world. How is that possible? Yeah, Kavoidai. That's only Hashem's glory. Hashem's, meaning, what we can grasp in this world is only Hashem's glory. Hashem's essence, there is no world. Right? When it comes to regarding Hashem's essence, Hashem transcends everything. Well, what we can grasp of godliness is only kavodai, is the radiance of His glory. That's all that we can grasp in this world. the Chida in Midbar Kedemos, the Sefer Midbar Kedemos, he writes, also I'm going to read the words because otherwise I can't do it any justice. He writes the following words. Hagoin Moreinu Harav Reb Avrom Zuchana Devracha Av Bezen Dekila Kedisha Brisk. Reb Avrom, says the Chida, the Rav of the Kehila Kedish of Brisk, Shnas Shin Ayin He, in a year 375. That's a long time ago. Right now we're in Toshin Ayin Vav. We're in 776. This is 375. Right? 400 years ago. This Avram, 400 years ago, Shaul, Avram the Rav of Brisk, Shaul b'chalayim, he asked in a dream, Lama lay ama malay chalaret kevaydai ki im bekadosh hagimel. Why is it that we only say malay chalaret kevaydai only after the third kadosh? V'gilulai, and it was revealed to him, ki ksivas kadosh, the way kadosh is written, Paul, I just want you to realize how heaven thinks too. This is what they revealed to him from heaven. Because the way the word kadosh is written is harosh v'hasoif ein oisius kash. The beginning and the end are the letters kash, kuf, shin. Heim tof ish de esof. Shin and kuf together, shin is 300, kuf is 100. Together that's 400. Those are represent the 400 men of Esav. That's the kuf and the shin of Kadosh. Now, just as a side note, there's a pasuk that says, V'hoyo beis Yaakov eish, beis Yosef lahava, beis Esav lakash. There's a pasuk that says beis Esav is kash, is straw.
That was also Esav's famous question.
Ech ma'asun es ha-teven. So, that's what the Kuf and the Shin represent. The 400 men of Esav. V'dalid Vav, the Emtza, the Dalid Vav, which are the middle letters of Kadosh, Shehu Lashon Zivug. It's a Lashon of Zivug. It's a Lashon of intimacy. K'mesh Amru, as Chazal say, Tav L'mesav Tandu. Chazal say, it's better to live two together. Du means two, which is represents intimacy. V'hazivug ha-kodosh, the holy zivug, mevatel tof de'esav, that negates the 400 men of Esav. The Sitra Achra. That's why Du is in the middle, to separate the Kuf and the Shin. The Kadosh Aleph, Kadosh Harishon, the first Kadosh, who connected Bais Rishon, corresponds to the first Bais Hamikdash. The Kadosh Hasheni connected Bais Sheni, the second Kadosh corresponds to the second Bais Hamikdash. The fisha nechrevu, and Messiah, because they were destroyed, loy nemar etzlam maloy chal aretz kevoydai. That's why it doesn't say by them maloy chal aretz kevoydai. Ach kadosh hashlishi, but the third kadosh shu keneged by shlishi, which corresponds to the third base of Migdash, sheyibonavim herob yameinu, she rebuilt speedily in our days, shehi geula olamis ubinyan adayad. That will be a forever eternal redemption and an internal building. Oz nemar maloy chal oretz kevoydai. So that's why it says there, maloy chal oretz kevoydai. Ad kan. This was answered in the dream to this Brisker Rav. So what does this mean? So what the part of it that we did get was that the first Kaddish corresponds to the first base of Mikdash, the second Kaddish, the second base of Mikdash, the third Kaddish represents the third base of Mikdash, and Malach HaLoretz Kavoidai. And we know the base of Mikdash is the place where the Shechina dwells. That's where the Kavod of the Shechina is in this world, is revealed in this world. So since the third base of Mikdash is the only one that will be eternal, that's why Malach HaLoretz Kavoidai, that Hashem's glory fills the world, is only brought to the third Kaddish. But what is with this Kaddish, the Kuf and the Shin, with the Dalad and the Vav in the middle, and the Dalad Vav represents the Holy Zivug. What's the Holy Zivug? That negates the Kuf and the Shin of Esav. So, or just perhaps, there is, before every mitzvah that we do, we say, L'shem Yichud Kudsha Berichu Shchinte, for the sake of the unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His Shechina. There is a Yichud that needs to take place, a unity, a zivug of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Shechina. And we accomplish this through our mitzvahs, through our tefillahs, through our Torah learning, through our good deeds. We accomplish this yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Shechina. And the way the Sforim HaKadoshim, this simple understanding that the Sforim HaKadoshim explain, is that this entire world, in order for it to exist, ourselves included, have to have godliness to sustain it. Without godliness, nothing can exist. So there are holy sparks of godliness all over the place. In me, in you, in this table, in the chair, in everything in the world, nothing can exist without a holy spark. If the spark would be removed from anything, it would disappear. Va'ato mechayas kulam, the Pasuk says. Hashem sustains everything. The Pasuk says, b'dvar Hashem shemayim nasu, right? With the word of Hashem, heaven was created. Meaning when Hashem said, yihi rokia, right? Those words sustain the heavens. And the Pasuk says, the Olam Devarcha Nitzav Vashemayim. Forever Hashem's word stands in the heaven. Those words remain to sustain the heaven. If those words would be extracted, the heaven would disappear. These holy sparks that are all over the place are called Shechina. They're called Shechina. Shechina means, comes from the word Shoichin, that dwells. Right, so the Rebbeinu Shel Olam that dwells here b'tachtonim, that dwells here amongst us, is called Shechina. Now, the Sforim HaKadoshim tell us that it's incumbent upon us to elevate these sparks, to unite them with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the way to do so is just consciousness and realization. Because in all reality, there is nothing that is in the way of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So there is, in reality, there is no separation between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Shechina. Because to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essence, there is, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is one, and nothing else exists in his presence. However, the way that Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants us to perceive the world is that there is a world, and there are sparks that sustain the world. When we realize that everything is a levush, just a garment for the Shekhinah, for example, let's say I'll take a look at Noach. Well, it would be an insult to Noach, right? If all I would see would be a purple shirt. Right? Because that's all it is. It's just a garment. It's totally bottled to him. Right? When I see him, when I see Noach, I see Noach. I barely even realize what he's that he's wearing a purple shirt. What? Because that's tuffle. It's totally secondary. Right? So if when I looked at this at the shtender, right? If I would see the ikar, all I would see would be the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Because the shtender is just a garment, is a levush for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. It's a levush for the holy spark. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is the ikar of this world, and everything else is secondary to it. And a yid needs to train their eyes. The Baal Shem Tov writes this, the Maggid writes this. A yid needs to train their eyes that wherever they look, they should see the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And everything else is secondary to it. That is how a yid unites HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Shekhinah. Because the sparks that are within everything are called Shekhinah. And when we realize that it's the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, that is how we're uniting HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Shekhinah. Meaning that the separation that the rest of the world makes, if I don't see that separation, then I'm uniting the Rebbeinu Shel Olam with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Shekhinah. So when I take a pair of these black boxes that look like, that are made out of the hide of animals, and I put them on my arm, and I realize what I'm doing is I'm connecting this to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. I say the Shem Yichud Kachubrichu Shchintai. I'm uniting HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Shekhinah. Whenever I learn Torah, whenever I daven, what I'm doing is I'm bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu into this world. It's all a unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Shekhinah. All the different occurrences in this world, it's all of the vush. It's all garments of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And a yid that has Torah the eyes sees the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and everything. Everything else, the garment becomes totally tough. Esav, the Sitra Achra, right, as he calls it, the other side, wants us to believe that there is an independent existence besides the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That's the Sitra Achra. Aniv Av Siyoid wants us to believe that there is an independent existence. And the way to negate that is to make the Zivug, is to make that unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechitah. And that's what he's telling us. That's what Kodesh means. Kodesh is the Kuf and the Shin are on the outside. And the Du, which is the Zivug, Kudosh Baruch Hu Shechintei, that separates the Kodesh and the Kuf and the Shin. And I'd like to suggest that this Dalet and Vav is the Dalet of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And the letter that follows that Dalet in the Sefer Torah is the Vav of Yahavta. There's the Dalet Vav written right next to each other. Dalet Vav, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, is the realization that Hashem is one and only. It represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His essence is one. That's all. There's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's all that exists. Einoid Melvada. Then all of a sudden, we say, I have to. You should love. Oh, there's a me. I just said Echad. Nothing else exists besides Hashem. You should love Hashem. That V'yahavta indicates that there is a world, yet you should, in that world, you should love Hashem. That is the zivug. It's the zivug of uniting the Dalet with the Vav. The Dalet of Echad with the Vav of V'yahavta. That's the do that is in the middle of Kaddish. And when we act in a manner of do, of uniting HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechinte, we get rid of Esa, we get rid of the Sitra Achra, and it's only then that we can be zeichet to the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, as he was told, this Rav Avram was told in his dream. And then we're zeichet to see that Moloich HaLaoretz Kevaydai, that the Rebbein Shlom's glory fills the world. And that there is no place in this world that is void of His presence. We be zeichet to that time. We be as Mashiach Tzkeinu, be vinyin, be samigdash, ashlishi, be mehir, be amen, amen.